The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
My friends, there are only two periods in life when a man doesn't understand a woman. Before marriage and after marriage.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will now please come to order. Oh, Ginger, you know, I've been meaning to ask you something. The other day, you introduced me to a young lady. Her name was, I forgot her name. But I felt sure that I'd met her somewhere before.
Oh, that's possible, Mr. Holt. She's often been there.
She has, eh? Well, what kind of a girl is she?
Oh, she's the shy, demure type. You know, the kind you have to whistle at twice.
Well, have you known her for a long time?
I knew her when she didn't know where her next husband was coming from.
Well, I'm surprised to hear you talk that way. Ginger, to me, she looks very kind and very gentle.
Oh, she is. She's so kind and gentle that she shot her husband with a bow and arrow.
She shot her husband with a bow and arrow? But why?
She didn't want to wake the children.
Well, Miss Ginger, I hate to break up this chit-chat, but here is something that I think the members would like to hear. Here is a little story about a man and his wife who had no money and no education. Along comes the war. He becomes a millionaire. He moves way uptown, and now he's a member of the intelligentsia. So he's invited for a very, very lovely dinner. And after dinner, they all repair into the drawing room. And some lovely lady speaks up. She says, you know, I love the opera. I love the opera. She says, and the melodies of Mr. Puccini are simply exquisite. And another lady spoke, and she says, I beg to differ, but I love Mr. No one in the world can write melodies for me like Mozart. Mozart is the most wonderful, wonderful musician. And this man's wife spoke up. She says, yes, Mozart is wonderful. I saw him the other evening on bus number 5. I saw him on bus number 5. He was going to Coney Island. Well, all the guests are amazed. Well, about 15 minutes later, they're going home, the man and wife. They're in the cab. He turns to me and says, you've got to open up your big mouth. Mr. Mozart. You got to open up. He says everybody knows that bus number 5 does not go to Coney Island. You know, Miss Ginger, from the way you speak about that lady, it seems to me that she must come from high society.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Holt. Why, she can trace her family back to King Arthur.
Oh, go on, Ginger. Soon you'll be telling me that they were on the Ark with Noah.
On the Ark with Noah? Honey, child, they had a boat of their own.
I should have known. Meetings adjourned.